August 6th is National Fresh Breath Day, and we caught up with Dr. Harold Katz, known as America's Bad Breath Doctor, to bust the myths and misconceptions about bad breath and how to prevent it. For starters, some of the causes.
Well, it's caused by bacteria. That's number one cause. These are bugs that live in the back of your tongue, throat, and tonsils. And under certain conditions, such as a dry mouth, they produce these volatile sulfur compounds, which is a mix of chemicals such as cadaverine and putrescine, the smell of rotting flesh. But foods can also contribute. Onions and garlic, for example, already contain sulfur compounds. So by eating them, you're giving yourself bad breath, and certain foods react with the bacteria. Dairy foods, for example, the bacteria love dairy foods. They chop them up. From the proteins, they will extract sulfur, and that will give you bad breath as well sometimes.
And how do we check if we have it?
I'm sure you've seen in movies and TV where the nerdy fellow blows into his hand before a date. Great way to smell your hand, but no indication about your breath. So the way to do it at home, lick the back of your hand, let that dry for a few seconds, and then take a whiff. If you do have bad breath, the sulfur will be sticking to your hand, and you'll definitely pick it up that way.
So why did Dr. Katz invent TheraBreath?
Well, TheraBreath was actually invented in about 1995. My teenage daughter had a bad breath problem. On the way from school, her friends would offer her gum and mints, and she was very upset. So one day she asked me, "Daddy, do I have bad breath?" So we got a hold of this instrument. It's called a halometer. It measures bad breath in parts per billion. Anything above 100 on the machine means your breath sucks. So let me give you a demo. This is an onion. Take a little bite here. Yeah, 810, oh, even more. Okay, there's a little TheraBreath. You take just a capful here. Allow me, cheers. Now, normally you'd rinse for about 30 seconds. You'd also floss, you'd gently brush your tongue with a TheraBreath toothpaste. The bacteria actually live in between the fibers that make up your tongue. Your tongue's like those shag carpets. You wanna make sure you gently brush to get rid of them. And also make sure you drink plenty of water, very important. So let's see what we have here. I think we had about 800 and something. Oh, perfect, worked like a charm. So do that twice a day, never worry about your bad breath. Tons of information on our website, therabreath.com, therabreath.com. If you go to the website, type in therabreath.com/coupons, plenty of store coupons, which you can use at Walmart, Target, all the drug chains, and you can actually buy the product on Amazon, number one mouthwash on Amazon. So people are using it and very happy with it.